This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Prevention and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and or Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today we are speaking with Dr. Karen Kleinhaus, VP North America for Pluristem Therapeutics, a leading developer of placenta-based cell therapy products. The company's patented PLX, or placental expanded cells, release a range of therapeutic proteins in response to inflammation, ischemia, hematological disorders, and radiation damage. She will explain today how their treatment may soon better the lives of cancer patients undergoing radiation treatment. Dr. Kleinhaus, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be back.
And you're more than welcome. Always good to have you. So to get things kicked off, can you explain your company's medical technology again, and how do you turn placenta cells into life-saving medicine?
Sure. It's very exciting technology. What we do is we collect cells from donated placentas, and we have a patented technology that creates a three-dimensional microenvironment for the cells to grow in, which is similar to the way they grow in our bodies. And what we do is we train them to secrete different proteins to push the body to address different diseases or different damage that it has in and of itself. So the cells will sense damage, chemical signals of damage in the body, and that triggers them to secrete proteins that the body then uses to drive its own regenerative processes.
I understand these cells work to repair the body against a number of conditions. Can you explain what areas will these cells help patients? And also, I understand nuclear attacks are also on your list.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now we have two products that are in trials. And the first product targets several indications, but the main ones are something called CLI, and one and the other is muscle injury. So CLI, or critical limb ischemia, is something that happens when cholesterol builds up and blocks blood flow to the legs. And within a year of diagnosis of severe CLI, you get gangrene and amputation in about 30% of patients, and about 20% of them are dead within a year of severe CLI diagnosis. It's a huge, huge indication. There are about 2 million people in the U.S. alone with this disease, and it's more and more common as people age and as the incidence of diabetes increases, because it's quite tightly associated with that. So there's poor treatment options, and it's a very severe disease. And on the basis of that, we actually are in rapid regulatory pathways in Europe and in Japan, which should allow us to get to market much sooner.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Karen Kleinhaus, VP North America for Pluristem Therapeutics, a leading developer of placenta-based cell therapy products, here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Prevention and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Kleinhaus, I read that these cells called PLX R18 cells are being looked at by the National Institute of Health. Why is the NIH interested in this?
So it's a very exciting product. This product actually pushes bone marrow that's been damaged to regenerate itself. And what happens in when there's like a dirty bomb type of attack, or if there's a nuclear reactor meltdown, one of the ways that you die is from something called acute radiation syndrome, and a component of that is bone marrow failure. So you can't protect yourself from infection or bleeding or severe anemia, and you die as a result. So what our cells do is they stimulate bone marrow that's been damaged by radiation to regenerate. And as a result, an interest of that type of thing was very interesting to the NIH. They showed in one trial that animals that were irradiated and received our cells had about 100% survival, and those who did not had 30% survival. And they continued to study our cells and had really wonderful results, and they're now initiating trials in larger animals, which would be the final set of trials that would be needed to apply for approval, because you can't have trials in humans. So they're very interested in the results they've gotten. And obviously what we're looking at is a fully developed program that we can then, should we get approval, we could then interest the U.S. government in stockpiling. It's a great, great opportunity for that kind of treatment in the disaster scenario, because the cells themselves don't need to be matched, which means you can take them out of the bottle and treat anybody. They have a 3.5-year shelf life, and you just need to inject them into muscle. You don't need a trained IV tech or things like that. And all that whole portfolio of features or characteristics make it very attractive, both to the NIH and hopefully to governments and institutions, should we be able to get it approved for that indication.
I also understand that this work you're doing with the NIH may also lead into helping cancer patients later on. Can you explain how that will work?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're already starting trial to rescue failed bone marrow transplants here in the U.S., and that's definitely very commonly a reason that you would need a bone marrow transplant, is because your bone marrow was damaged by either blood cancer or by treatment for cancers. So we're going in that direction here in the U.S. We also have an agreement on a collaboration with Fukushima University in Japan. Obviously, that was the site of the nuclear reactor meltdowns, and they're very interested in looking at our cells for the radiation syndrome, but they also want to test our cells to see if they can help them when they treat cancer, to give higher doses of radiation to kill more cancer, but then rescue the bone marrow with our cells, so that you could do more aggressive therapies for cancer because our cells would be able to regenerate the bone marrow of the patient afterwards.
Well, certainly do appreciate your getting us up to speed. Where can listeners learn more about Pluristem?
So we have a website, which is www.pluristem.com. We're also a NASDAQ-listed company, so a lot of information is available on us through the NASDAQ websites, or through a lot of PR and a lot of recent coverage on our radiation therapies.
Well, keep up the good work. Certainly look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Always good to have you, Dr. Kleinhouse.
Thank you very much for having me again, and it's always fun to be there.
And we can't thank you enough. We've been speaking with, once again, Dr. Karen Kleinhouse, VP North America for Pluristem Therapeutics, a leading developer of placenta-based cell therapy products. And for more information, simply visit pluristem.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Prevention and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.